Is Data a blessing or a curse? Brought to you by Adastra, this is a must-listen podcast that inspires and advises people who are serious about digitalization. We can call them early adopters. They were among the first companies to use Microsoft Sustainability Manager to track and calculate not only CO2 emissions, but a real ESG impact. Today, my guest is Kerstin Heinrich, Head of Corporate Sustainability at KUKA. Kerstin, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for the invitation.
Before we jump into the ESG topic, can you just introduce a little bit the KUKA company?
Yes, so KUKA is a robot-based automation company. So we are a global company with more than 100 locations in more than 50 countries. And we deliver to automotive customers, but also to so-called non-automotive customers. So it's everything where robot-based automation is needed, from warehouse to also healthcare segment.
At the beginning or in the intro, I told that you do not calculate only the CO2 emissions, but you would like to measure the real ESG impact. What does it mean for you, the real impact?
Mm-hmm. So definitely we need to identify where is our impact. That's why I need to collect the data on a global level from all our locations. And so also from our, let's say, the so-called scope 1, 2, 3 emissions. Scope 1 emission and is our direct emissions. Scope 2 emission is from what we purchase electricity from the grid. And scope 3 emission are our indirect emissions from the supply chain, but also towards our customers. And so only when we track our data, then we can identify where's our biggest impact. And with this, then we can work on improvements.
When talking about improvements, what are your KPIs regarding the ESG?
Yeah. So when it comes to environmental topics, for example, so we are working on a reduction for scope 1 and scope 2 emission of -40%.
And 40?
-40%, yes, based on 2022 figures. And for scope 3 emission, -20%. And this is until 2030 is the target year.
You decided to leverage the Microsoft Sustainability Manager as a tool. What was the reason behind that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we looked at several IT solutions and then we finally decided on the Microsoft Sustainability Manager because it's a very flexible tool. And due to the fact that I also mentioned, so we are a global company with various segments and we have different needs from our segments. And this is what we need to implement in the IT tool. And we need several evaluations based on segment, on region, on country. And this is what I mean. So this flexibility is possible with the MSM.
What do you mean by differentiating based on segment?
We have various segments at KUKA. And so when we set targets, so we do not only have global targets, but also segment targets. As we talked about impacts before, so I need to know where are the biggest impacts and based on segments, and then we can evaluate. So what segment has the highest impact?
But the segment for you is like the automotive or not automotive? I don't know what to imagine behind that.
No, this is our KUKA segment. So it's the our so-called divisions. Robotics, systems, Swisslog and Swisslog Healthcare, for example. Yes.
How did you manage to convince your management to invest in such a kind of tool? Because it's not the cheapest one in the market, definitely.
Well, it is important that we comply with the regulations, first of all. So all these requirements have to be fulfilled. Then also regarding our customers, so they have high expectations and it's clear. So this is important for our management. And also, as I just mentioned, so we are doing this not only because of customer and legal requirements, but also we want to We want to improve things. And we cannot continue with Excel files anymore, not with more than 100 locations worldwide. And this is not an audit-proofed system anymore with an Excel file. So that's why we need an automated tool in this case. Then.
But you started with Excel spreadsheets, right?
Exactly. Yes. And with the Excel spreadsheets, it's the topic that we often had to repair the Excel files and again check the formula and the calculation. So this was so much effort behind that. And when it comes to auditors, to audit-proofed systems, well, I'm pretty sure we would get into trouble.
Yeah, Excel spreadsheets are not very auditable, I guess.
Yeah, difficult.
When it comes to the level of data you collect and to the granularity of data, to what level do you collect and measure them?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have now a deeper level, let's say it like this, but based on the legislation. So it's based on the legal requirements from the CSRD, so the European regulation on ESG reporting. And also some customer requirements, for example, when we report to different platforms or, so there are various insights we have to report on. And that's what we all included here in our data collection. So scope 1, 2, 3 emission, including several differentiation from renewable of non-renewable energy and so on.
So it means that you collect the data from various systems, calculate or somehow manage them in the Microsoft inside the Microsoft Sustainability Manager, and then you report those numbers according to various systems on your customer side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we collect the data, we use it for definitely various systems. So it's not only for the ESG reporting, internal reporting, internal improvements, and but also for customer, let's say, questionnaires, customer or various platforms. And this is, let's say several stakeholders.
Yeah, but I can imagine that every single car producer you work with ask for slightly different data and need to import them in different systems, right?
Mm-hmm. Not within the car manufacturing, but in several other industries, definitely, yes. And this is why currently we report in several different systems. And with a new regulation, so we hope that it is then a level playing field, and we report in our sustainability report, which is then part of the annual report, and this can be used for data evaluation. And
now the EU regulation is changing, or we are somewhere in the middle of change, and there is some kind of uncertainty on the market. But anyway, what you had to do in the past was the double maturity analysis. So how many data points did you discover that you should collect and measure?
Yeah, so we did our double maturity assessment about 2 years ago. And according to this assessment, it was more than 200 data points to collect. So this is a lot, and that's also one reason why we need an IT tool.
Yeah, and you were trying to collect the 200 data points in Excel spreadsheets.
No, definitely not. That's why it was definitely clear this is impossible.
But this is exactly the part when you cooperated with Adastra, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we cooperated with Adastra on this topic. So they had the expertise on the ESG reporting and expertise in the, from the MSM. And we developed
Microsoft Sustainability Manager, just to be clear.
Yes, yes. And we developed together a so-called data collector. Mm-hmm. So what kind of data do we collect from all our locations and then pull this data into the Microsoft Sustainability Manager. There is where the calculation happens then with the emission factors, and then we get the result is then the CO2 emissions and all the dashboards we need for
And how often do you require the, or how often do you collect the data, from the data points?
Minimum once a year. So this is the minimum requirement.
And the reality is that you ask for them more often?
Probably yes, because when we need or when we want to improve something, then at least I would say it's on segment level, on division level, so that they will ask more often on this data.
How do you feel or see the attitude to ESG reporting inside KUKA, inside the company? And one part is maybe the inside the management and then like the other departments.
Well, that's completely different. So it's, let's say it's a development. So we started many years ago, and also you could see that from our reports. So we improve every year, and it's getting more common in the company too. And so I would say every year is another step. And with the new EU regulation, I would say it's another big step we are doing when we now onboard all our global locations. Because in the past, we reported only the data from our large production sites, and now everybody needs to report. And this is now, comes along with training, a lot of explanation, and we need, or let's say the colleagues, they need support on what do we collect, how to measure this the impact, and what I'm gonna do when I do not have data available, how to estimate, and so on.
Do you see some kind of resistance, would say, on their side?
Well, I wouldn't say that, because it's from my point of view, it is when we explain to them why we are doing this, and this is so important, and mainly because of the legal requirements, then it's pretty clear that they have to.
So it's maybe the communication is like the necessary part of the ESG reporting as well.
I would say it is a key topic. Yeah, it is definitely key when it comes to ESG reporting, so that the colleagues, that you take the time to explain to them why it is important, and at the end, it's the customer who wants to have a clear view on these topics.
When talking about Microsoft Sustainability Manager, it's a robust and complex tool. What were the phases for the implementation? Because it was not about weeks, it was about months, right?
Yeah, so it was, I would say, about 4 or 5 months. So we developed the so-called data collector. So it was a common project between my colleagues and Adastra. And beside the data collector, also the setup of the MSM. And so we are currently, or let's say we just finished our first dry run last week. And so we are in the, let's say, almost finished. So let's then improve the system. And so I expect in a couple of weeks that we will have the rollout.
Do you think you would be able to use some copilots or AI for some tasks?
Yeah, we would like to use a copilot. So my colleagues already prepared, let's say, Q&A and how to use this data collector. And this is what we will then, let's say, have as a basic and then use it for the copilot. So when the colleagues enter questions, then they would get the answers out of this information we deliver. So because it must be, it's not just, oh, what is a scope 1, 2, 3 emission? So it's also about how can I estimate figures when it's not available. And we must make sure that everybody uses the same system or the same definition and so on. And this is why we have our own documents.
This phase have started already? I mean, like the data governance above the ESG data?
You mean the
explanation, what exactly the data means, what's behind the data, what to do if you do not have the data.
Yes, exactly. So this is already finished. And so we didn't start the co-pilot yet, but this is on the list. And
what's your vision, what to do with the data in the next, I don't want to say in the future, because we are probably talking about the next weeks and months.
So from my point of view, as I already explained, so it's all about to see where is our biggest impact, how can we improve, how can we reduce the negative impact, and how can we increase our positive impact, also these topics. And as you just mentioned, so it's not about weeks on it, but it's more like years, right?
Yeah, but what I wanted to say is that like the future in using the data starts not in years, but maybe in weeks, right?
Yeah, I think it's, if you look at the development, for example, compared to the finance, financial accounting, let's say. Mm-hmm. So it took several hundred years, this development. And now we have the ESG reporting just a few years, and when it was implemented. And I think so there is a high learning curve, and I'm pretty sure that in a couple of years, so it would be quite normal for companies to report also on their ESG performance.
Is there anything that surprised you? I mean, in the ESG data, when you got all the data into one place?
Too early currently to say, because so we just finished the dry run. I don't have a clear or full overview yet, but I'm very, very curious and excited what to expect. Yeah.
What would you like to, not report, but say or share with the KUKAS management regarding the report or the numbers which you will find in the ESG, not report, in the ESG platform, like Microsoft Sustainability Manager?
What I would like to share with
Yeah, what would you like to like change, or what the impact from your perspective should be when you will have a look at those numbers?
Mm-hmm. I think when, let's say, time by time, so we will improve, and it will be usually to talk about these topics and to talk how to improve. And that's why, yeah, I think this is will be quite normal, so not a big difference.
The same way you just discuss like the financial data, the financial results of the company, you expect to discuss the like sustainability impact in the similar way.
I still think that the financial accounting will be
much more important.
More important, yeah. Right? Yeah, right. But nevertheless, our customers really push on these topics. So that's why so the importance increase. Yeah.
When talking about customers and creating the pressure on you to report them those numbers, do you see any significant change in the EU regulation or ESG reporting as a whole after Trump's administration mentioned that the ESG is maybe not so high priority for them?
Mm-hmm. Well, in my personal opinion and what I observed, I would say no. It is the case that particularly the big companies, they already implemented ESG reporting. They collect data from their suppliers and they won't turn off the system. And so, as I mentioned, so what I observe is that it's still an important topic. And also to mention is that not only the EU, works on a regulation, but several other countries too. And this is a requirement in several countries, and that's why I'm pretty sure it's the importance will increase.
Even in the North America?
I think it will definitely not decrease.
If we look into next weeks and months, as I mentioned, the EU regulation is changing, so we are in some kind of a little bit uncertainty. What does it mean for the reporting you prepared?
Mm-hmm. So we have a clear view on the KPIs we definitely will need to report, independent from what the EU regulation, so if there's a change or not.
So like your CO2 goals you mentioned are still valid and this
yes.
won't change, right?
Exactly. For example, scope 1, 2, 3 emissions mm-hmm. is based on a greenhouse gas protocol. So we do not expect any changes here, definitely. And but there are some other topics. So when we said, okay, let's just wait a bit. So what to expect? So, but this will also take time on our side to make our mind. So what exactly is the important KPIs we think this will be part of the reporting?
So even with those changes, you continue to collect and measure the data mm-hmm. as it was planned?
Yes, definitely, because this takes time. And so to set up a system, to onboard all the colleagues, and also to guarantee the certain data quality. And that's why it is important to use this time to start early, and then when you report, so that you are sure that this is the right quality.
When you look back and you should say maybe what were the challenges that you didn't expect it before? What were there? What surprised you in the process of setting up all the data collection? And
well, actually, there were luckily no big surprises. Yeah, so even when I think about the setup of the IT tool, so we are within our time frame when I look at the whole project. Mm-hmm. So it is as it was expected. And from this point of view, I'm happy that it works all well. Yeah.
Okay, so if any competitor asks you, what would be your advice to do the ESG reporting in the most effective way, mm-hmm. what would you say?
I would say that they should start definitely early to collect the data, look at where is their impact, and in order to get an overview, where is their impact, so they need this data. And let's say set up the IT tool to collect the data and be prepared, definitely.
How much time did it take KUKA to complete the ESG data collecting and the first dry run? From the very beginning to the dry run?
I started with a double materiality mm-hmm. assessment in summer 2023. And we started to set up the Microsoft Sustainability Manager end of 2024. Mm-hmm. And it took us about 4 months.
So from the beginning of the double materiality assessment, we are about 18 months later, something like that?
Something like this, right. Yeah.
Okay, so this was Kerstin Heinrich, Head of Corporate Sustainability at KUKA. Thank you so much for sharing your insights on ESG reporting.
Thank you.
Follow the Adastra Digital website on LinkedIn, Facebook, and most importantly, subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google. This is Iva Karhanová from Adastra, signing off.